From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea strongly criticized the UN Security Council's decision to impose tough new sanctions. Pyongyang warned the United States would experience the greatest pain for playing a leading role in the effort. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley said there were still diplomatic resolutions possible to resolve the situation.
We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it.
The UN Security Council unanimously stepped up sanctions against North Korea on Monday over the country's sixth nuclear test, imposing a ban on the country's textile exports and capping oil imports. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak, praising his country's investment in the United States.
We're talking about trade, very large trade deals. We're working on one deal where between $10 and $20 billion worth of Boeing jets are going to be purchased. General Electric engines will be purchased, and many other things.
Trump also praised Najib's commitment to fighting terrorist groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Najib said the groups were the enemy of both the United States and Malaysia. Some Florida residents started returning to their homes on Tuesday. Federal Emergency Management Chief Brock Long said it would take a long time for the state to recover, particularly the Florida Keys, where a quarter of the homes were destroyed and 65% sustained major damage. Be sure to follow Voice of America for stories, videos, and more on social media. This is VOA News.